The wages of improper thinking is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. The wages of improper thinking is death, but the gift of life is God's gift to us. The gift of God is eternal life. Are you ready for eternal life? Are you ready to live forever because you know that with right thoughts, right attitudes of mind, right attitudes in your consciousness, all is in divine order and you feel very good about everything? Many people do not want to die. They do not want to enter into death because they're afraid of it. They're afraid that death is going to be the payment or the experience of some of the things that they have done on earth. Some of the things that have been unfortunate and not a blessing to them or to other people. But this only happens when you are working with improper thinking here and now. The biggest thing that we can learn as being citizens of our human body and citizens of Earth, citizens of this universe, citizens of this life, the biggest thing that we can learn is that there is a new day that begins now with our thinking. And as we train ourselves to think now, as we train ourselves to think with proper thinking right now, all the attitudes of death, all the attitudes of being an unhappy situation at all, anywhere in our life, disappear. They disappear. If you believe in yourself, you don't feel unhappy. If you believe that you live a kind life, a joyous life, a happy life, a friendly life, if you believe that you are a good person, and why not? But if you believe that you're a good person, you will find that everything works out beautiful in your life. Everything is exactly the way you would like it to be, imagine it to be, dream it to be, and know it to be. Now, some Bibles and some ministers and some philosophies teach us that heaven is paved with gold. The streets of heaven are paved with gold. A lot of the good that does. But the streets of God are paved with gold. Gold meaning abundance. Gold meaning good. Gold meaning happiness. Gold meaning everything that is going to make our life just a little bit more wonderful than it is right now. Now, if this is what people think is something beneficial, then ask yourself why. If you had gold, would it be beneficial to you? Gold means abundance. Gold means money. Gold means wealth. Now, it means it in every land in the world. Now, if it means that to you, then what does the use of gold mean to you? What does the use of abundance mean to you? Does the use of abundance mean to you that all is good and very good? Does the use of abundance mean that you are able to do all the things you want to do, buy all the gadgets you want and all the attitudes you want and the relationships you want and the friendships you want and buy all the circumstances you want? If that's what it means to you, then you will be sadly mistaken, because that doesn't come with abundance. Abundance comes from proper thinking. Abundance comes from thinking beautiful thoughts about yourself, about your world, and about all that is. When we can begin thinking that all is good and very good, when we can begin thinking with proper thoughts for ourselves and our world, then that's great. Now, we have talked about abundance, buying hospitals and putting up places of health and helping people with third world country income. We've been thinking of that. And of course, we have that third world income in many of our homes here in America. But what is this all about? If you had money, you couldn't begin to cover all the needs of the world, because you couldn't begin to think. And if you had money, you would not be thinking of the needs of the world, truly. Because to have abundance, you cannot think about poverty. You cannot think about lack. To have abundance, you cannot think about not having. So we can begin right now being, so to speak, the richest beings on the face of the earth by just saying this simple statement. All are healed now. All are whole and perfect now. Health is the natural experience for all people everywhere. Health is the reality of all beings everywhere. Have you ever thought to yourself, if Jesus was such a great healer, and we have no reason to doubt that, if Jesus was such a great healer, why didn't he heal everybody? Why didn't he just see everybody whole and perfect and see everybody enjoying life and enjoying all of the good and all of the benefits? That certainly, in my mind, would be proper thinking. Wouldn't it be proper thinking in your mind? Wouldn't it be the gift of God as eternal life? Well, no, because there are no gifts, and there is no God, and there is no eternal life. There is only immortality. Eternal life means that you live in this body, so to speak, or in a body forever, and that God is somewhere and that God is not somewhere else. If these thoughts even peripherally enter our consciousness, we are headed for a lot of trouble, because that's not the way the program works. The wages of improper thinking is death. Now, what is your thinking? Are you thinking that you are whole and perfect? Are you thinking there's anyone in this world that is not whole and perfect? Then you're thinking of something that is not expressing its God nature. Because its God nature is whole and perfect, therefore it would be expressing wholeness and perfection in all that it does. Its God nature is wholeness and perfection, and so if we see, think, or expect anything about anything that is not whole and perfect, then we are saying that there the presence of God does not exist. And for us to ever say, anywhere, anyhow, that God does not exist, that God does not express itself fully and completely in everything in all the world, then we are saying there is some place where God is not. And can we afford to say something like that? Do we believe that? What do we believe about God? We believe God is everywhere, omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent. We believe that God is the essence of the universe. We believe that wherever anything is, God is there first, having created it, having brought it forth. And so in us, God is. And so as we turn our attention to our reality of being God, as we turn our attention to the totality of all that we are then in the immortal God. God cannot not be. You cannot not be healthy. You cannot be whole and perfect. You cannot be not whole and perfect. Wholeness and perfection, it comes with the original purity and integrity of our being. And the original purity and integrity of our being is that we are the essence of allness, that we are the reality of allness, that we are the wholeness of allness, that we are the immortality of allness, we are the eternality of allness. There is nothing else in our world, nothing else in our being, nothing else in our existence than the allness. So if we have a tendency to see that we want to help somebody, that we want to lift somebody up, we want to buy something for somebody, including ourselves, if there's anything that we don't have, then we are not making the claim of the truth that we are God. Today, claim that you're God. Claim that you are the principle and the power. claim that all is in divine order everywhere in the universe, and there's nothing to change, there's nothing to add, nothing to take away, nothing to improve. All is in divine order in the entire universe. And as you say that, and as you know that, and as you live that, then you have made this statement, the wages of improper thinking is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. And the reality of God is eternal life. And you are God, and you are eternal life. And you live forever and ever and ever. You are truly without beginning, without end, without need, without fulfillment. You are the allness, and you are that right now in every area of your being. And because you are that in every area of your being, you are fulfilled completely, magnificently, now and forevermore. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you. And thanks for loving me.